The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Vice President Mike Pence will not be quarantining himself, despite the fact that five of his aides, closest personal aides, have tested positive with coronavirus. This comes as the US goes to the polls on Tuesday week, November the 3rd. For more on this, we're joined by Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at NUI Galway. Good evening, Larry. Thank you for taking time out of your bank holiday weekend. Big story coming out of the US today, or last night and today, was that the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, has admitted defeat on COVID. And I quote, "We are not going to control the pandemic." Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know any elected leadership in any, certainly any Western government, who've actually come out and said something like that. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a very, very serious gaffe from Mr. Meadows that I think a lot of Republicans have been trying to walk back in the past 24 hours since he said it. A very foolish thing to say, and I think it illustrates one dynamic of this campaign in the closing days. If indeed it is fought on the grounds of COVID-19, then Joe Biden wins the thing. That's why I think the Trump campaign is trying to make it about everything but the pandemic and his administration's arguable mishandling of it. So this is exactly not what Donald Trump needed in the waning days.
Now, the thing is that it was said on the State of the Union program on CNN, and Trump voters, Trump has never, as far as I know, he has personally not given an interview to CNN in the 4 years since he's been in the White House. His supporters would not switch on CNN in the same way that most people who watch CNN wouldn't watch Fox News. So will the kind of people who support him actually even hear this or be aware of it?
No, but this is the key point, Mark, is that, yes, his core supporters will not listen and would not have any interest in it and would not be put off by what Meadows has said. But it's not just Trump's base that he needs in order to win this election. It's a smallish group of persuadables who got on side with him last time that he needs to keep. And he's campaigned mistakenly, in my view, almost as if he doesn't need them, that all he needs to do is keep preaching to the choir. In fact, he needs more voters than that. And while there's a huge enthusiasm among that dedicated camp of supporters, the question is, is that soft Trump vote that put him over the top last time, is it still out there? And arguably, the pandemic is the greatest single factor against that soft Trump vote coming back to Donald Trump and not going to Joe Biden.
The other thing about this weekend, of course, is that the death toll from the pandemic hit 250,000. And when you get up into those kinds of numbers, it's beyond description, it's beyond words. But 250,000 people dead, that's a number that would really stick in Americans' craws, as we say over here. That is something that would really annoy everybody in the States.
I think it will, and in particular, the demographic that Trump has to be most concerned about is older people, that is voters over 65, who, as we all know, are the most likely to turn out on Election Day or indeed in the early voting. They're the ones, by about 17 percentage points, he won that demographic last time against Hillary Clinton. The polls now show that to be roughly a dead heat between himself and Joe Biden. That has to be very worrying. Now, against that, you have to say that the polls in some of the battleground states have showed some narrowing in recent days. And again, there is that issue of perhaps polls missing some of the shy Trump or hidden Trump support. And indeed, that level of enthusiasm that exists among the Trump supporters and arguably does not exist, again, among constituencies that will go for Joe Biden. That's the great unknown in all of this.
Larry, I'm up against time here, so I'm going to have to leave it at that. But it's a conversation we'll carry on throughout the course of this week. That's Larry Donnelly there. Thank you very much indeed to Larry.